Andy, that is better than the sigh because it's a little bit more hopeful, a little bit more joyous. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've moved on since there, right? Oh, do you Christ. Feel me? You know what I mean?
Not really.
So I was wondering this week about the sounds of the travelling salesman, right? You know, loading his samples into the boot, maybe wallpaper paste,
right.
marzipan and towels or whatever.
Right.
So think about, let's try a few of those, right? First up, give me the clatter of his diesel engine on start-up as he leaves his cul-de-sac bound for Peterborough and his Astra estate.
No, I won't. No.
All right. The hum of the hand dryer. Hold on, hear it through. The hum of the hand dryer at the services when he stops for the Ginsters.
Is it a good hand dryer or is it a substandard hand dryer? Because there's nout worse than a substandard hand dryer.
It's substandard because it's services,
in the services,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that noise? That was a little bit like a distant ship leaving port, wasn't it? Which I like. Which I like to our new life on a desert island or something.
Well, how about...
What's that? Someone dying
in the
box.
It's a death rattle, isn't it?
A death rattle. The slam of his car door, right, as he's turned away from yet another light industrial unit on the outskirts of Braintree.
Bang. Bang.
Yeah, it's a bit ominous, actually, as well. I'll tell you what, I'll stick with your clown one, do it again. Thank you. All right, you don't have to
welcome
drag on
to Athletic Cummins. I see you've got your purple dungarees on today, Bob.
Yeah, because it's playtime.
Have you just come from a meeting at CBeebies or something?
Ha-ha.
What's that about?
No, I haven't. It's the look.
And no else? No underneath?
Yeah,
you look like you've just been removed from the set of a Dexys Midnight Runners video.
Why are you saying this? I've made
it. What you look like?
Well, you're wearing a red T-shirt.
Yeah.
That says, I am trapped on it.
So fucking am. That's how I feel. And you've got your digital watch on with the calculator in it as
well. Yeah, it proves useful from time to time.
Was that GQ or something, was it, telling you to wear that this month?
No, Top Gear.
Top Gear magazine.
Top Gear magazine, I bought that from. But listen up, Andy, it is really sweaty in this studio, which
Isn't
is about
it?
6 foot by 8 foot.
Yeah.
Are you going to start getting a sweat on and stinking and that?
I probably will do by the time we finish, yeah.
Have you got any
pickles.
Belinda wipes or something?
I haven't. Hey, if I need to go to the toilet during this, what's the procedure? Do I put my hand up?
Yeah, put your hand up.
Just put my hand up. Can I interrupt you during a sentence if I really need to go?
Put
like,
both hands up. That would be good.
Both hands up.
No, one hand up if you need a wee-wee, two hands if you need a Todd.
Right.
All right.
Did you see that fella in Sunderland that was in the news this week?
The Todder.
The Sunderland train station.
Yeah.
Todder.
Did he do just one Todd?
No, he did three separate ones on three separate occasions.
What, on this?
Twice on the platform and once in the lift.
But in the same time, you know, like, and the same journey?
No, different dates.
Oh, right, because I was going to say three Todds
all,
on the trot.
All early morning.
Yeah.
But, and that photograph of him on CCTV where he looks exactly like someone who's just realised there's a CCTV camera looking at him after he's Todded in a lift.
Yeah,
but they've arrested him.
Have they?
Do you know what his name is?
No.
Todd.
No, it's not.
The Todd Machine.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not, Andy. I'll tell you what, though. A morning Todd, if you did him in the morning, is always a looser Todd, I find, than an evening.
Depends what you've
evening
had
toffee.
Before, doesn't it?
No, I just think they're looser
Depends
in the
on
morning.
Your dietary habits.
Hey, talking about, you know, we talk about travelling salesmen.
Yeah.
That's what my dad did for a living.
Is it?
Fox's Biscuits.
Right.
I'm just talking.
That's an easy sell, though, isn't it? Fox's Biscuits.
Well, at the time it wasn't. You know, they had, this is before the Golden Crunch and the Cream Crunch in them, you know, which I think that's when Fox's Biscuits really took off.
They were in their pomp then, weren't they?
You know, like they do the Rocky, the Crunch Cream, the Echo, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. They also owned Golden Munda Crisps, I think.
Did they?
He always had a lot of crisps in his estate car.
Right. That might have been something else, though.
He might have
a
been
sideline.
Moonlighting, yeah. Do you have a favourite Fox biscuit?
Do they do shortbread biscuits?
They do a short. Well, do you know Fox invented the sports biscuit? And here up, Andy, I suspect this is going to appeal to you.
Yeah.
The party ring.
Yeah.
Isn't that a nice biscuit?
I love a party ring.
Yeah, pink one.
One on each finger.
Beautiful biscuit. Well, that's Fox's, so...
That's that taken care of. Have you got a name for us?
Yeah, Mickey Driscoll's your first choice.
Right, what's his
backstory? Country and Western fan, yeah?
Yeah.
42, still lives with his mum. He only speaks to on Fridays when they do the big shop together, yeah?
It's resonated with me so far, yeah.
26 stone.
Right, yeah.
He's on the disability for his bad back.
Yeah.
Yeah? And he's written the word trapped in biro on his tracksuit bottoms. Do you like the sound of him?
I'm liking him.
Paul Silverton. Yeah, not his real name.
Sounds like a go-getter.
His real name's Johnny Mango, right? He's got bleached blonde side parting, bit of a tan, powder blue V-neck, white skinny jeans and Humbert boots, right?
Yeah.
He gets a right narc on when he's pissed, yeah? And he flogs the odd Ritalin pill here and there that he nicked off the stepkids. Do you like it sounding? You know, a little
sounds
angry.
Sounds like a bastard.
All right, you know, one in then. Edam.
I didn't say I want him.
All right.
I just said he sounds like a bastard.
Edam Keith. He's a small, spherical head with a red face and yellow teeth. He's a biter, yeah?
Yeah.
Usually found in the bookies by the Red Lion or on Lafayette Street in Paris. He's famous for tucking his slacks in his Humbert boots. And he has one of those machines that Shaggy with his shed. So, is it Edam Keith, little bastard Paul Silverton, or Mickey Driscoll, currently in West?
I'm going to have to be Edam Keith, I'm afraid.
Edam Keith?
I'm okay. Sorry to everyone who's listening to this, but yeah, I'm going to be Edam Keith.
All right. I'm just back from holiday, Andrew.
Are you?
Yes.
Where have you been, Bob?
I've been to the Forte village in Sardinia.
Oh.
Now, that is, I've got to be honest, it is posh, posh, posh. Right? It's like the poshest Butlins on earth.
Did you see anyone famous when you were there?
It's full of celebrities. It's for the first time I went there, I didn't go in like the celebrity end of it. The first time I went there, like the football courses for the kids were being run by, get this, Didier Drogba. No, honestly. And Perlo.
Wow.
So it's right up there. They get free olives. That's full of footballers, mainly Italian ones. But as you'll see, there's some British there because this, Andrew, is an episode of Gangs of the EPL.
Oh!
Right, so the really, really posh bit has its own swimming pool and a little private beach, and that's where I'm staying, you see. It's always the footballers are there and lots of, like, Russian mafia types just ignoring the kids, you know.
Yeah.
And it's you like... It's
it sounds
all,
like my kids' school summer fair.
It's, well, it's a bit like Port Aventura, but just really posh. So, like,
money everywhere.
You when you have your buffet, you go Port Aventura. When you go Saloon,
that round that
you?
Way, yeah.
And it's buffet, innit?
All you can eat.
All you can eat. But where you go, it's like nuggets and chips. I'm just saying, it's nuggets and chips.
No, wrong with that, Bob.
No, but that's what it is, isn't it?
That's what it is, yeah.
But at this place, genuinely, it's like lobsters, snow
lobster
crabs,
nuggets,
langoustines, finest jambons, cheeses, wines, much as you need. It's and a piano player playing, and he stops. As you reach one of the lobsters, the music stops. And then as you put it on your plate, it starts
up again.
Yeah, so anyway, so it's, I'm just saying, it's posh, 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 you know what I mean? Anyway, my kids go straight off to water sports area like they do, and I go to the VIP pool, yeah? At one end, there's a little kiosk selling drinks, little cute, oldie-worldy little kiosk, you know, selling drinks and little ice creams, little snacks, and I hear a very familiar voice, quite loud. It's Harry Kane. Well, that's very upsetting. I very much wanted a lemon and lime Sprite, and you tell me you just saw the last one. I came here to relax and recuperate. Sorry, relax and recuperate. And to be honest, I feel quite frustrated and down in the dumps. He's Harry, yeah, and he's wearing his Spurs kit, right, with the white naval captain's hat. It's just fun. It's the lads on holiday, isn't it? Debbie Alley walks in. With his Feel the Ferocious Heat t-shirt.
Yep.
He's got these candy stripes shorts with LED lights sewn into the hem, yeah?
Yeah.
Bright orange flip-flops with gold straps and an LED watch embedded in the sole, yeah? He's got a disco ball baseball cap, yeah? And a tiger skin man bag in the shape of a pistol.
Ooh.
So he's dressed up for his holiday, right? Nice. Eric Dyer walks in, he's wearing a jumper and some slacks, yeah? So
hot, was it?
So Harry said, just give me a tomato juice. I'm too jittery now to take on anything fizzy. Debbie says, what's the matter, boss? You seem a bit down in the dumps and out of sorts, like you was hurting. Eric says, yes, you seem dejected, like a grieving bull. He says, it's nothing, guys. Just someone got the last lemon and lime pop.
Let's not dwell on it. It's our holidays. Come on, let's start feeling some ferocious heat. So the three sun loungers just in front of me, right? I keep my face hidden by holding my hands and wrists in front of my face so they can't see me.
Very conspicuous.
Yeah, Eric starts playing fucking Fruit Ninja or some such shite on his phone. Yeah. You know what I mean? Harry takes his shirt off. I think, oh, they're going to relax. Debbie, will you rub some sun cream on my back? My mum said I have the type of skin that burns and sun cream acts as a barrier to the very bad rays. Debbie says, yes, of course, boss. Sunburn can be very disagreeable. Some people say it's worse than a scald from a hot tap, which is very frightening and upsetting thought. So Debbie starts applying the cream. Harry says, you will need to put plenty on my chin. It often juts out from under the shadow of my cap or the sun brolly. Mum said that once when I was young, the tip of my chin actually set on fire, which was very inconvenient. It was poking out of the sunroof. It was poking out of the sunroof on our car when I was asleep on the back seat. Debbie says, that story has really rattled me. What a crummy thing to happen. To be honest, Harry, your mum is not entirely innocent. What was she thinking, ignoring you for so long that your chin set on fire? Then they hear a big splash and commotion in the pool. Oh, it's Santi Cazorla doing a dive bomb. Santi, hey guys, it's me, Santi. Come on in, it's a pool party. I got lilos, inflatables, drink holders, crazy fucking straws, beach balls. It's an unbelievable opportunity. Harry says, just ignore him. He clearly knows nothing about pool safety. And I can even see from here that his Brontosaurus ring is very overinflated. Debbie says, what an idiot. Look at him splashing damp water. Does he not realise it has chlorine in it and that can cause irritation to the eyes, which are absolutely vital for your sight? Eric says, can I play with Santi, please? No, you cannot, young man. He's a peaky gooner and as such is the personable non gratis. Eric says, but... Debbie, no, it's no buts, Eric. Have you not even seen the film Sleeping with the Enemy? Then Harry spots Phil Jones, you know, from Man United, on his own at the other end of the pool, and he's drinking a lemon and lime Sprite, and he beckons him over. Harry says, Philip, would you like to play with Eric? Philip says, yes, please. Eric, would you like to play with Philip? Yes, please. Philip says to Eric, what game... how does he speak?
Ooh, Philip?
Yeah.
It's Charlie Williams.
What game... all right, dear. What game are you playing?
That's it.
Fruit Ninja? Do you want a game? Yes, please! So Debbie says, would you like to swap your green drink for a bright red super drink? Yes, please, says Philip.
Harry very said, well-mannered.
Nice one, Debbie. That's some ferocious heat you're flowing for sure. So Harry gets his green drink, because of condom, it's a superstar red drink, yeah? So Harry gets his green drink. So that's a nice story, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Now, it's only a little story, but...
Is that where it finishes?
Well, there's a little postscript because Harry and Debbie went on the beach and left Phil and Eric by the pool.
Yeah.
Right? Santi put Black Mamba in the tomato juice and Philip ended up in A&E, right? But, Andy, isn't this nice? Eric sat with him all night.
That's lovely. Because
nice?
That kind of thing can happen on holiday.
Yeah.
It can be a bit intimidating, yeah. Kind of, but that's a good denouement.
Thank you very much. Did you think it was a bit like any film at all? I'm not even going to be specific.
It was a little bit like Sexy Beast.
Sexy Beast. It is, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It fucking is.
Yeah.
So,
this is the swimming pool. Listen, can you... think of a number for me between 1 and 40. Don't tell me what it is.
I've done it.
Between 1 and 40. Now double it.
Yep.
Now subtract 15.
Oh, that's quite hard, but I've done it.
Don't tell me your number.
I haven't.
Now tell me your number.
25.
25 there. Thanks. I'm doing some work as an ambassador for the government's new number awareness scheme.
All right, so...
And that's just that there.
So now the world's more aware of the number 25.
Yeah.
What could we?
It's not less aware than it was 30 seconds ago, is it?
I think it's a tiny bit more aware.
Drip feed.
I think people are thinking like I am. What do I associate 25 with? What do you associate 25 with? Very little, to be honest.
A dartboard.
What? Or for the for the outer circle.
The outer circle of the bullseye.
Yeah, that's a good
what
25.
What do you associate 25 with?
25?
The year you lost your virginity.
Ha ha. 1925, yeah. I would have chosen 25. I'm going to stick with this. I'm determined to think of something. 25. I associate 25.
This is why we have the programme for the number awareness. You see, this is it in action.
Have you seen how unaware I am of the number 25?
Exactly.
Blimey, I feel such a heathen.
You're going to have to work on it, aren't you?
Hi, Barry Homeowner here. Yeah, ding dong. Ding dong, you know who's there, don't you?
It's
ding
Barry
dong,
Homeowner.
Landlord here. Had a few complaints from neighbours about the noise you're making when you weep at night. Could you keep it down? Yeah, we all have bad days. Here, have this lottery ticket. It's a £10 win, but I can't be fucking bothered to claim it. Yeah? Ding dong, landlord here. I've come to do an inspection, mainly for smells. You know, the smell of failure and rejection, renter. Ding dong, landlord here. Just bought you round this brochure on first-time mortgages. Thought you could pass it on to someone who can actually fucking afford one. Arf, arf. Actually, you know, here's a good tip for you, Andy. Yeah, I own my own home now, obviously, and I actually sanitise my hot tub with salt tablets rather than chlorine. Much, much gentler on your skin. Much gentler, so much gentler on your skin. I think that's important. Ding dong, landlord here. I've decided I want the rent paid by direct debit from now on. I can't risk having a photo of me taken with a renter. Can you imagine at the casino? Ding dong, landlord here. Hi, tenant. I'm collecting for charity. It's called Tenant Aid. It gives tenants advice on how to blow their brains out. Hey, I tell you what, actually, I scratched my dancing cane at the casino the other night. I scratched my dancing cane. Gonna have to hike up the tenant's rent to cover a total revarnish. Yeah? Bad day. Yeah, so that's him, Andy.
So Barry Homeowner is now a bastard landlord as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Not I just suppose... a homeowner, he's a fucking...
Yeah, he's changed a bit, hasn't he?
He has.
Yeah. Love my home. Love my wife. Love my home. Love my island. My kitchen island.
Yeah. I'd like to do a Vince Parsnips episode of the sitcom.
All right.
What were we calling it? Was it More Parsnips Vicar or Dial P for Parsnips?
Dial P for Parsnips.
Dial P
nice.
For Parsnips. Do you want to do the theme tune?
Parsnips.
Oh, Marion, I'm not well. I feel all faint and woozy. Oh, you look all pale, love. Sit yourself down. I think I'm going to pass out, Marion. Speak to me, Vince. Keep talking. Twitter. Contactless payments. Same day, August delivery. Pulled pork. Oh, no, Vince, you've gone all modern. Wait there, I'll get something that'll sort you out. Try to stay awake. Stay with me, Vince. Hurry, Marion, I'm slipping away. Fitbits, driverless cars, Pokemon Go! Here, Vince, quick, have a sip from this can of Cresta Pop. Oh, that's frothy, man. Oh, yes, that's working. Thanks, Marion. Are you feeling a bit more like yourself now, Vince? Oh, I think so. Do you remember hedgehog crisps, eh? Crisps made from actual hedgehogs and fries 5 centres. Do you remember them, eh? And Sale of the Century with Nicholas Parsons. Do you remember it? And the Mastermind board game with that fella on the front of the box with a bird and putting calamine lotion on your chicken pox and smoking upstairs on the bus and beat a max. Oh, Vince, don't ever scare me like that again. Oh, Marion, I feel so much better. Hey, go and put the chip pan on, love. Let's see if we can set the house on fire.
That was a really good episode.
There was some tension there, wasn't there?
A really good episode.
Yeah.
Wow. wife's questions are ready and they're hot.
Bring them in.
Here they come. Hello, Andrew.
Yep.
Whatever. Is there anywhere in Sunderland Christ. That you could buy a luxury item such as a knife and a fork or a towel or an ornament, or do the shops there just sell buckets?
Argos. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah?
Argos.
You've got an Argos.
There's two Argoses. Argai? Is that the plural of Argos?
I always used to think it was amusing to pretend some of the Greek islands were Argos, Tescos... Right. And there is another one, but I can't remember, another supermarket.
Yeah, you probably should have deleted that one as well.
In your fungalow, Andrew, how do you get rid of the famous Sunderland ants? Once destroyed, do you dry them and sprinkle them on your chicken dippers? Well, I've mentioned that already, but it's a direct question to you.
Oh, God. I usually spray them with... What's that stuff called?
Ant killer.
No, the cheaper stuff.
Ant hammers, tiny little ant hammers.
Airwick?
You spray them with fucking airwick?
Hairspray. Airwick.
I would almost go South African in that. You spray them with fucking airwick?
And then I batter them with the next catalogue.
Yeah. My last house I lived in, I suffered from it. Do you have that week where there's flying ants come out in your house?
Not in the house, no.
I had them in my conservatory. Technically, actually, an orangery, actually.
Oh.
Technically,
okay,
an orangery.
Lovely.
And for a week, it was like a cloud of them. And we had ant hammers.
Did you have your oranges in the orangery?
No, that's not what an orangery is. I don't know what an orangery is, but I know what it isn't.
But you know what you had.
Final question from the wife.
Already?
I see, by the way, you're wearing a rugby kit in honour of... the Lions.
Yes, I am.
So you're big on the rugger, are you, Andy?
Love the rugger.
Yeah?
You call me a rugger bugger, if you like.
Do you like sing all the dirty songs and shout at the lasses?
Yeah.
Do you mind if we, get your anus out for the lads?
All of that. I throw my pint up in the air and I catch some of it. Sometimes I'm not arsed if it hits the floor.
Lovely rugby. Do you sometimes go to a rugby disco, say at the rugby club, and wear a kilt and like pogo?
And dance on the table.
That sort of thing.
And then throw up in the car park.
Yeah, rugby, rugby, rugby.
And have a fight with my brother.
Yeah. Hey, listen, final question. I'm being rude to my wife here, really. Is it true that if you go to the butchers in Sunderland and ask for dog bones, that's exactly what you get?
Bones of a dog.
Just ask a question, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never analysed the dog bones. And I don't ask.
Yeah. You always
for something so low price, you never ask, do you, where it comes from? Like a tin of hot dogs, you don't know what that is, do you?
Oh, I think we do.
Well, we know
I think we do.
But you
it's
don't
8 inches
ask.
Of pure fucking genius.
We don't ask what it is, though.
No, I had an hot dog at Arsenal Stadium, Emirates Stadium.
Yeah, good,
as they
bad,
call it.
Indifferent.
It was the worst hot dog
really?
I've ever had. What it was like was
I bet
like,
you've had a few as well.
I fucking have, Andy. What it was like it drew you in because of the size of it.
Yeah.
Obviously. But it was like, can you imagine a balloon that was the shape of a hot dog?
Yeah.
Yeah? You blew it up.
Yeah.
And you filled it just with water. And then bit into it. Terrible it was. I was there in a box.
Right. In a
watching,
cardboard box?
No, like a box.
Matt an executive Luke. Area?
Yeah, a box.
Yeah.
Matt Lucas had a box there, went to see the
name
borough.
Name dropping?
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean,
who else have you met that's famous?
I don't feel I'm names dropping when I say Matt Lucas, do you know what I mean?
By my standards, you are.
Oh, I suppose. Who's your most famous mate up there? Do you know the bloke who runs the bookies? Or
Jimmy Neal.
You know Jimmy Neal?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I've seen him on the telly. That counts, doesn't it?
I went for a meeting with Jimmy Neal once in a tiny little office in Soho, yeah?
Right, a tiny little office?
Yeah, it was tiny. He's a big fella as well. But
I was going to say, yeah.
Massive.
Did he book the room specifically that size to intimidate you?
Well, funnily enough, I do wonder about that, Andy, because it was really small, right?
Yeah.
And me and Jim were sat one end, I can't remember the table, and he wanted us to write a sitcom for him about Adrian's Wall, yeah?
Right.
But as soon as we sat down... He put his feet up on the table, right, with his long, Geordie legs.
Dominating the space.
Yeah, and these brogues that he had on, but size 14 or something, were literally
I bet he only takes
just
a 10.
In front, 18 inches in front of us.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't know, what would you call it, like intimidate?
Yeah, definitely. Brog. Dominating the room, yeah. Brog intimidation. Yeah.
So all we could see was the bottom of his feet.
Had he drawn faces on them?
We had to look. It said, you shit. Anyway, look, I've finished my wife's questions.
Well, I've got some questions from me kids, but before we do that, can we have a little musical interlude? Because I'm sorry to announce that I've been in the studio again.
Great. And I've done another great song. Andy.
It's this one is about fake tan. So I'll just play it for you. If you are a man, you need to have a plan. A plan to get ahead. You need a fake tan. Fake tan! It could come in a bottle. It could come in a spray. You just splash it all over until you go on your way. Fake tan! 10 hundred feet tall. It's how you will feel. Then your skin is all bronzed and you're behind the veil. Fake tan! Leaning on the jukebox, glowing in its light. All the other pasty guys will just look like shite. By comparison, fake tan! But maybe, don't do it. What do you think of that, Bob?
You know, I like the end line very much in that, but it's too long.
I think we can
it's too long.
I think we can safely say that I've done it again.
Well,
do you think that's the fairest?
Again?
Well, whatever you want to call it.
Well, no, I do. I don't know what the end game is with your sparse Germanic electro tales, Andy.
It's purely about making money.
How are you going to make money out of that?
Well, I could sell them on iTunes.
No, you couldn't. You can sell them, but the key is whether anyone will buy them.
I could get some kind of deal with a fake tan company and get an advert campaign out of it.
Hey, I tell you what, I might pay you to stop fucking doing them. Mark Lawrenson, are you interested?
Very much so.
Okay. Well, you'll have to... Now, you've got to do the lines for this for me to do, Mark.
You just say them and I'll just say them as Mark.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, Mark's at home with Barbara, so that's nice, isn't it?
Good start.
As a couple. He's in the shed using his lathe to make a new collar for the broom handle. You know where it joins the broom head, Andy?
Yeah.
It's always a weakness in a broom, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very frustrating. Then after he's going to give the patio a power clean with his Kircher, right?
Have I got to say anything yet about this?
I'll tell you. Barbara comes into the shed with the phone. Barbara says, "It's for you, Mark." Mark says, "Who is it?" Mark says, "Who is it?" Mark says, "Who is it?
Who is it?"
"It's Morrissey." Laura says, "Can you not tell him I'm out buying new wire for the rabbit hutch?"
"Can you not tell him I'm out buying new wire for the rabbit hutch?"
I've told him here, don't be so rude. So he answers the phone, Laura. "Hello, Laura here."
"Hello, Laura here." What?
Is that his phone voice?
Yeah. 2225, Laura here.
Okay, and so it's Morrissey, right? He says, "Oh, hi, Mark. Sorry to bother you, but I've had a great idea that I think would be right up your street." Mark says, "Oh, yeah, what is it?"
"Oh, yeah, what is it?"
"I want to open an ironmonger's, you know, a hardware store." Well, Mark hesitates, his eyes flick around his shed. He sees Barbara just staring at him through the kitchen window, the weeds growing through the concrete on the side path, and he replies, "Yes, so do I. It's always been a dream of mine."
"Yes, so do I. It's always been a dream of mine."
"Great, let's do it then. I've already..." Ooh, I've got a bit Harry Kane now. "Great, let's do it then."
That's better.
"I've already secured premises in Stockport. You ordered the stock and let's open in, let's say, 1st of July. Laura says, "It's a deal. Oh, Stephen, what shall we call it?"
"It's a deal. Oh, Stephen, what shall we call it?"
"Lovities." He says, "I like it. I'll see you on the 1st of July."
"I like it. I'll see you on the 1st of July.
So," says Babs, "what did Morrissey want?" Nothing, love, just asking about match tickets.
Nothing, love, just asking about match tickets.
Well, for the next 2 weeks, Mark spends every working hour ordering stock, you know, brackets, paints, tools, wadding, buckets, bird feeders, bulbs, weed all.
The lot.
The lot, those machines that shag you, the shit you need, you know. So it's the night before the big opening. Mark is sat on the sofa with Barbara watching Catfish. Yeah, mm-hmm. Do you watch Catfish?
I do watch Catfish, because I don't want to get caught out.
Ah, you're learning the tricks of the trade. Yep. So, do you like to guess what they're going to be at the end?
Yeah.
Is that what we all do?
Yeah, of course.
And what's your usual guess?
Big fat lesbian.
Anyway, so they're watching Catfish and the phone rings. It's Morrissey. Mod says, how's it going? Mark says, fine, I can't wait for tomorrow.
Fine, I can't wait for tomorrow, Stephen.
Same here. Mark says, I'm doing a special offer on Belinda wipes.
I'm doing a special offer on Belinda wipes.
Excellent. Everyone needs Belinda wipes. Then there's silence, an awkward silence. And Moz says, so I was wondering, it would be nice to have a special guest cut ribbon. Mark says, bit short notice. Have you anyone in mind?
It's a bit short notice. Have you got anyone in mind?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe Rafa Benitez. Mark says, oh, well, I'll try. There's no harm in asking, is there?
Oh, well, I'll try. There's no harm in asking, is there?
So Mark phones up Rafa. It turns out he's a big fan of the album Your Arsenal, Morrissey.
And
so
I was listening to that 2 days ago.
There you go. Well, yep. Probably Rafa.
It's good, apart from the racism.
Is it the one that starts off with the drums, Your Arsenal? Because we used the drums from, I think it was the first track. We used them for Bang Bang, It's Reeves and Mortimer. Anyway, so he agrees to do the opening if Morrissey will sign his CD of Your Arsenal, right? Right. Big day arrives. Mark says, I've got a big surprise for you today, Barbara.
I've got a big surprise for you today, Barbara.
Oh, what is it? Are we getting some new straw for the rabbit? Mark says, no, that's not it.
No, that's not it, Barbara.
Oh, we're having a day out at home base. No, I've gone into business with Morrissey from the Smiths.
No, I've gone into business with Morrissey from the Smiths.
And we're opening a hardware store in Stockport today.
And we're opening a hardware store in Stockport today.
Yeah, I thought that might happen one day. What's it called? You can't use Morrison's. Lorisees, it's brilliant, isn't it? It's a combination of our names.
Lorisees, it's brilliant, isn't it? It's a combination of our names.
Come on then, I suppose I'd better go and see it. So they go to Stockport, there it is. Corner plot, dual aspect window display, Andy, so that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Simple signage that says a pretty serious business, but don't worry, not too pricey.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Little crowd wait, a few journalists. One of the journalists is called Harry Caramel, so that's a nice name for a journalist.
It's a lovely name, yeah. Stands out, yeah.
First arrives Rafa. Hello, Mark. Is Muzwa here yet? I'm so excited. Mark, oh, here he comes now, Rafa. Perfect timing.
Oh, here he comes now.
Rafa.
Perfect timing.
And sure enough, pulling up in an American open-top Cadillac with fins and that and wearing shades and a cowboy hat, it's Morrissey. Ooh. Cameras start flashing. Out he jumps and he rushes straight at Rafa. Oh, hello, Rafa. I can't even believe it. Like, Rafa Benitez, the plumbest, most goodly bloke on Tyson. I love you, Rafa Benitez, more than I love Big Folk and Monster Cap. It's Robson Gray. Rafa and Mark are being catfished.
Oh, man.
See? Get this clown off me, says Rafa. Rafa's security guards punch him on each tit.
Yep.
Now bundle Rafa back into his car and Mark goes over to Robson. What were you thinking pretending to be Morrissey?
What were you thinking pretending to be Morrissey?
That's the only way I thought I'd ever get to meet Rafa Benitez. And it worked. I actually held Rafa Benitez in my arms. Rafa Benitez. It was like holding pure happiness in the shape of a fat Spanish bloke. I'm over the fucking moon.
Well, Mark can't help but smile seeing his mate so happy. So Mark says, he's a charming man, isn't he?
He's a charming man, isn't he?
And they both laugh. Then Bab says, that joke isn't funny anymore. Mark says, fuck off, Barbara. I'm just trying to lighten the load here.
Fuck off, Barbara. I'm just trying to lighten the load here.
Then he says, oh, hold on, I get it.
Oh, hold on, I get it.
And they all laugh, Andy. All three of them laugh so much that glass eyes start dropping out of their arseholes. So
that's lovely.
I mean, cheeky of him, wasn't it?
It was. Is that as far as we get with Laurenson and Robson Green, or do you think Robson's going to try and go one step further? Second base.
Well, you know.
In the future.
Did you think it was a bit like that movie, Don't Breathe?
I've never heard of that movie.
It's where the kids invade house with that blind army veteran.
Well, you've made that up, haven't you?
No, you know, I just thought it was a bit like it, you know, with Mark living in a house. So right. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, there was some similarities, I suppose.
Whatever.
I've got some questions for you from Bradley and Dominic, me boys.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Do you mind if... Can you ignore it if, as you ask the questions, I bark out things like an American?
Go on, whatever makes you happy. Bob, do you think... Do you think we'll all be eating insects one day? What will it take? Endorsement by a major celebrity, i.e. Beyonce or Michael Bolton?
I know a lot of the world, innit? Something like a fifth of the world already dines on the insect.
They do, and they're very, very protein-heavy, apparently, the insect.
I'm imagining a time when we'll grind them down into a powder,
yeah.
Put it in a drink, and we'll flog it to the fuckers down the gym.
Yeah.
So...
Fine.
Good answer. Thank you. Oh, yeah!
Bob, have you ever met the Crankies? And if so, do you think they're happy with the path they've chosen for themselves?
I've never met the Crankies.
Interesting.
Do you know what? I don't think I'd want to.
No?
I don't think I'd want to. It's all a bit much for me, that kind of thing.
Do you think they're a bit full on? Do you think they try and involve you in some of the things they're into?
Well, if you want to investigate deep into the Google and the internet and that, I think you'll find out that there are some quite extraordinary stories about the Crankies, but I'm not willing to go into.
You wouldn't want to get into that. All right, fair enough. Bob, as a millionaire with a keen interest...
I'm not a millionaire.
Yeah, you are. With a keen interest...
Oh, yeah!
With a keen interest in playing the stock market,
yeah.
Would you be prepared to buy shares in a company if it was ran by a twat?
Well, a lot of the smaller companies are run by twats, but when you say twat, you mean someone like you, don't you? Just a fucking ne'er-do-well piece of shit sort of
character. Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah! Well, I believe they all are run by twats, so yeah.
So you're not bothered?
I'm not. I'm absolutely not bothered. Out. I suppose it's like twats. No, twats treat people like twats and make squeeze money out of the world. I don't know.
Then you buy shares in that. Okay, fair enough. One more. It's Friday night. It's the end of the week. You've had a hard week doing whatever the fuck it is you do.
Oh yeah.
Friday night. Would you opt for a Chinese or an Indian?
Friday night. Indian. An Indian Monday through to Sunday.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
That's not the takeaway meal. That's the nationality of the servant who brings you your heated slippers and switches on your mobile disco for you.
I am applauding that. Not ironically. That is excellent. South Africa. Do you want to do something, Andy, just at this point?
I've got an out left.
So, well, should I do South Africa then? I will do, I think. I was in the hotel bar when I was over there watching football, right?
Right.
Just me in there and a little bloke behind the bar called Sammy. Little Sammy, lovely fella. Lots of hunting stuff on the walls, Zulu spears, shields and that, whips, that sort of shit, you know. And I was watching Man United v Liverpool. He asked me who I supported. Sammy did. I said, I support Middlesbrough. He laughed, right? Mm-hmm. So I farted and he laughed again, so I fired, and we did this for a while.
You're a people pleaser, aren't you, Bob?
Daft fun.
Yeah.
It's daft fun and no harm with it. Suddenly, I hear the TV turn over to some obscure tennis tournament. It's a big, bearded, massive Dutch Afrikaans bloke, yeah?
Right.
I said, oh, excuse me, mate. I was watching the football. I don't care if you're playing in it, mate. I'm watching Federer. His arse is like a god to me. Well, I go to speak again, but little Sammy gives me a look as if to say, just leave it, Bob, leave it.
Yeah.
Then the man turns to me. If you want to watch your lady ball, there's another TV in the conference room. So Sammy nods, points to the conference room. I take my pint through and I go in there.
Yeah.
So I'm stood in front of the TV with the remote. I'm just trying, you know, we have to try and get the right input to get it.
Yeah.
When the big bloke strides in, take your trousers off and start feeding that remote control in Uranus, boy. Well, he's a massive bloke and there's no one around, so I think, shit, I'll just I started taking my trousers off. Suddenly, Sammy comes in. He's got a spear and a shield and he's got the point of the spear right against the bloke's neck.
Yeah.
He says, there'll be no remotes fed into anuses on my shift, mate. Now get back in the fucking bar, rice and sugar. I probably should have done that South African, shouldn't I?
Is Sammy South African, is he?
Yeah. There'll be no remotes fed into anuses on my shift. Now get back in the fucking bar, Rice and Sugar. So Rice and Sugar leaves and Sammy watches him all the way. I say, thanks, Sammy. Why did he want to feed the remote into my arse? Mm. Sammy says, just for the kudos. He wanted to kick you up the arse for to change channels. Fucking gangbangers, you gotta love them. Have you got the song to sing, then?
We've got a song, haven't we?
All right.
You play the tune. You start singing first, don't you?
Okay, Andy. A nice little duo. Nice little song. Like Elkie Brooks and Elton John.
Yeah,
that sort of
just
thing.
Like that, yeah.
Or the Grease. You know, tell me more, tell me more. Right, here we go. You're a terrible cunt. You're a capsule of shit. With your sweaty fat face and your nippleless tits. Sorry, Andy, I'm just telling the truth here, you know.
Yeah.
But when you walk into the room, my heart sets on fire. And when you dance your special dance, all my troubles disappear. You're a nasty old twat. You make me pray for death. With your peanut-sized head and your farmyard breath.
Oh, yeah.
If that hurts, I'm sorry, Bob, but it's just how I see it.
Right.
But when you take me in your car to places near and places far, and when you call your special call, all my troubles disappear. When I call my special call, all our troubles disappear.
And when I dance my special dance, we have nothing left to fear.
You're a terrible cunt. You're a nasty old twat. You're a terrible cunt. You're a nasty old twat.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!